Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pérez. We sincerely hope you are having a wonderful weekend. Right, let's start off with what's happening at the Gabba. I mean, sadly, lots of hopes at one stage when England played the second test, but then it's sort of, a dent down the drain is the correct word that I feel we should use here. Let's look at the scorecard. I mean, England made 334 runs, pretty challenging, no doubt about it. I mean, it's a good score. And Australia replies with 511. Now, remember, many might think that it was sort of best ball type of cricket that the Aussies played, but definitely not. They played sensible cricket. They played all their top order, the lower order, and all the middle order as well. I mean, played sensible cricket, and they got to a huge total of 511. Overnight batsman Alex Carey, who bats in the middle, made 61. And mind you, Mitchell Starc is having a time of his life in this particular test match because he made a challenging 77. Now, that's how the Aussies got to 511. This is a lesson, I think, to lots of teams in world cricket playing test cricket, especially to Sri Lanka as well. The tail must wag. There is no doubt about it. Gone are the days, you know, like you just have two disciplines to take care of. But now I think players who are playing at this level have to have all three disciplines. You know, they should be able to compete with all three disciplines as their defense. That means batter, might be able to bowl a little bit and also be a fielder. But leave that alone. But what are the I'm only quoting what the experts are telling me. They say that tail enders must be able to bat like what the Aussies have done. Fantastic score, 511. And England are in trouble, 134 for the loss of 6 wickets. Mind you, Zach Crawley, who made 72 runs in the first innings, made 44. And England lost Joe Root for just 15. And we all know when England loses Joe Root, they tend to crumble a little bit. And that's what happened. So 134 for 6. And it's fair to say that it looks Aussies will have this test in their pocket as well. Mitchell Starc, 2 for 48. Michael Naser, 2 for 27. And Scott Boland, 2 for 33. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing game of cricket. So, well played Australia, well played England, but we'll know what the result will be today. Now let's go down to Christchurch. Here is another surprise. New Zealand made 231 and in the second innings, they made 466 for 8 wickets. West Indies won 67 all out in their first essay. They were set a target of 531. Very frankly, if you were to take a poll and ask the experts, they'll all say, well, the West Indies will crumble in this test. But they came out with a sterling performance. And I tell you what, I heard the experts say that New Zealand was saved by the bell. Because 531 runs, the target, and West Indies get to 457 for 6 wickets. Shai Hope made 140, Greaves 202 unbeaten, and Kermarose 58. And it's only time that saved New Zealand from a definite defeat. So well played, West Indies. We sincerely hope we can see the West Indies that we've seen in the yesteryear. And they showed all the signs now that they're improving. Because to score 457 for 6 wickets, and mind you, a target set 531 shows that West Indies have really got their act right, and they will be the happier dressing room in this particular test match. Well, that's it from me and Lucky Pérez for this morning. Remember that we are keeping our eyes focused, especially in India, because the South Africa versus Indian T20 series gets underway. We'll keep you posted on that. That's a very important T20 series, taking into consideration that we are only a couple of months away from the big T20 World Cup. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. See you again tomorrow.